All right, Kyle. So first of all, thanks again for joining us here on the Podium Finish. And congratulations on making the playoffs and advancing into the round of 12. Now, you won the regular season championship with 5 wins and incredible consistency. Ahead of the playoffs, how did you feel about your team's performance and your overall execution during the final 4 regular season races from Watkins Glen to Daytona?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job and feel like we were in a good place, you know, headed into the playoffs with a win at Watkins Glen and some other good runs. So, yeah, and we've been, you know, competing well so far in the first 2 races of the playoffs. So, yeah, it's been good, and look forward to the rest of the year.
Yeah, you've had some exciting battles, of course, going into the playoffs with that memorable finish at Darlington and, of course, going from last place to 6th at Richmond. Tell me what your mindset was before, during, and after those first 2 races of this playoff round.
I think just excited to get the playoffs started before Darlington, and had a great car that race, and came up just a little bit short of the win. But it was good to get off to a good start and gain a lot of points. And yeah, then Richmond heading to there. You know, earlier this year, that was by far our worst race that we had. And, so wasn't expecting to do very good there, but our car was much better, and we were able to have a good race and come away with a 6th-place finish. So lots of hard work to prepare a faster race car we had early in the year, and it paid off to get us, you know, locked in through Bristol.
Now, of course, I don't want you to have to give away too much secrets, but during the telecast, it was mentioned that your team kind of borrowed off the setup of Alex Bowman's team. Did that play a contributing factor for your team having that great run at Richmond, and especially that riveting first stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice, you know, having teammates to bounce ideas off of, and obviously Alex won the race earlier in the year there, so, you know, we were really bad. So, yeah, we got to look at his notes and apply them to our race car, and we were a lot better. So, yeah, Chase was much better as well. So, you know, and it goes vice versa. You know, I think they probably looked at our notes a lot at places, you know, when we go back, and can, you know, put that underneath their car too. So it's good. You know, all teams work great together, and it's pretty open book there at Hendrick Motorsports. So I think that lends to having success.
I think it attributes as well with the way that you guys were able to get into the playoffs and get, I think, over a quarter of the regular season wins as well. So I would imagine that's going to hopefully carry over into the rest of this playoff round. And also, too, you have a bit of an ace in the hole with crew chief Cliff Daniels. Now, I would imagine you get some great feedback and notes to look upon from the regular season with these upcoming races. So how do you and Cliff try to find that balance between, you know, what worked in the regular season to the playoff races, especially with the conditions changing and also, yeah, the competition getting better as well?
Yeah, I think you take all of it in and try and, you just prepare and make your best guess on what you think is going to be the fastest. So, yeah, I mean, you can't expect to go to a track again and be, you know, as good as you were the last time there, like, you know, leading into Vegas. You know, we were really good there earlier this year, but like you mentioned, you know, the weather could be different, temperatures could be warmer or cooler, and things will react differently. So, but, you know, I feel like we have a great notebook to look at, and you know, Cliff and everybody on the 5 car does an amazing job of preparing. So I think we're all really confident when we head to the racetrack.
It definitely shows as well because of these great finishes you've had basically all season long and overcoming a tough start at Richmond in the spring and really rocking it last Saturday night. Now, kind of talking playoffs in a general perspective, of course, it's been pretty exciting this year in NASCAR with the mix of talents, winning races, and that finish you had with Denny where you basically yeeted it to get to try to win the race. What's your thoughts on potentially bringing over new fans during this season and especially during the playoffs?
I don't know. I mean, it's cool, I guess, to feel like you're having an impact on the sport positively. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, my fan base has grown a lot through the success I've had these last couple of seasons, and it's been fun to compete for wins, you know, each week.
And it's definitely fun to watch as well from my perspective, just because you can never count yourself and the five team out any race weekend. It's definitely a pleasure to watch for sure. You've also been tearing it up on the dirt tracks with your wins in the Chili Bowl and Knoxville Nationals. So how does racing in the dirt track scene help you with your NASCAR efforts now, and especially once we get into the off season?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy racing everything that I get to. I think, you know, anytime I get an opportunity to race a car, you know, it doesn't really matter what type of car it is. I feel like, you know, anytime I can race, it's just, I'm bettering myself as a race car driver, and you know, it's another opportunity to get better at what I do for a living. So, I'm fortunate to race for some really great race teams, and, you have great equipment each and every race I run. And, you know, that helps my ability to learn too. So yeah, it's been good. And, just staying active and staying in race shape is really important to me.
And being young too, because, it's admirable how little sleep you got at Indianapolis race weekend and still nearly won the race. If I were to do what you did, I'm pretty sure I would not have done as well. So, that's pretty crazy to think that you could have that quick turnaround and still perform as well.
Yeah, I guess when you used to being busy, you just, it's all kind of whatever. But, no, we had a, I think it too, the main thing is you just, as long as you have a good race car, that kind of does everything for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. If you have a good job, you're willing to get up there, even if it's 1 hour rough. It makes it more fun for sure. And you have a lot of good people around you as well. You know, so I kind of wanted to follow up with that and ask, you know, what's it been like to have Jeff Gordon, somebody that you've idolized long before you got into NASCAR, around in terms of his presence and conversations with him being an executive and a team leader at Hendrick.
Yeah, it's great to have, you know, Jeff around often. You know, he plays a huge role in Hendrick Motorsports, and to have somebody, you know, that you know has everybody's best interest in mind is great. You know, he's obviously a past extremely good, you know, race car driver, Hall of Famer, champion. So to have, you know, kind of that support on the driver's side, as well as, you know, him understanding how, you know, I guess a driver's needs are, is good too. So yeah, he's great to have around, and to have all of his knowledge and expertise is great for us young guys. So you know, he's been awesome, and you know, he's still young too. So, you know, I definitely feel like Hendrick Motorsports is in a great spot for the future.
And you're in a very enviable position, because a lot of people like you and me who grew up with him racing, you're getting to have one of the best around to talk to. So that's pretty cool that you have him whenever you need to get his advice or input, for sure. Now, there's been some interesting changes for next season. I know you're kind of focused on this year, but of course, with Gateway joining the fray and the Bristol Dirt Race on Easter Sunday evening, there's only one off weekend for the entire 22 season. But what's your thoughts on these changes and how it may impact your dirt race schedule for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever. It's whatever. There's no changing it now. But you know, our season is already long and grueling and tough as it is. And dirt racing aside, I think everybody would appreciate, you know, more than one off weekend. But like I said, it is what it is. And I'm sure once we get into the season, we won't even really notice it. So, yeah, it's cool though. I mean, I like the new additions to the schedule and, you know, different races moving around throughout the year, things like that. So, yeah, I think it'll be exciting. I'm glad Homestead's back in the playoffs. I really, really enjoy that track, and I'm glad to have it a part of, you know, an important part of the season. So yeah, I think it'll be fun.
And that one of those other changes as well. I mean, I'm sure you're excited about Homestead. Is the fact that the Clash is going to be held in the LA Coliseum, 2 weeks before the Daytona 500. I know it's a long ways out, but, you know, how do you feel about racing at one of the most historical sports venues in the world in front of one of the largest sports markets around?
Yeah, I think that'll be a really cool event. I like that it's, you know, an exhibition style race, and, you know, being in a historic place and in a huge market is going to be great for our sport. And I think there's a lot of opportunity to get, you know, new eyes on our sport. So yeah, I think it could be really good. It's a cool opportunity and looking forward to that one.
I am too, just because, it could be almost like Cars, the movie in real life, but, should be fun to see those next-gen cars out in the track with you guys, figuring it out and putting on a good show for everybody for sure. You know, from an outsider's perspective, like we mentioned a little bit earlier, you're driving for a team with a great reputation, not only with success, but with great values and ethics. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, what are some of the qualities of the Hendrick Way that you feel has made you a better person on and off the racetrack?
Yeah, I think just being around Mr. H and seeing the respect that he shows everybody is amazing. You know, you don't get the sense from him that he believes that he's a bigger, better person than anybody on the shop floor. So I think a lot of times you don't really see that sometimes with business owners or bosses or whatever. So and this guy, he's got everything that everybody wants, and he treats people fairly and equally, and I think that's amazing. And he knows everybody's names, he goes out of his way to learn about you, which is great. So I just think, I mean, there's so many examples of how, you know, you could learn off of him, but I think the biggest thing is just the respect that he shows everybody, and that's, your respect goes a long way.
And humility for sure, just because with all the success that he's had as a car owner, he's still one of the most gracious individuals you can come across in the garage area, which I've witnessed as well. So good observations indeed. A couple more questions. I know you're taking some time in your busy day. We've talked about this in the past, and it's good to talk about it, of course, about the overall importance of mental health, but how have you been optimizing yours with the high-stake pressures prevalent in NASCAR and just being an athlete with a big platform?
My mental health? I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, my family and spending time with my family and my friends and I don't know, I guess really racing a lot kind of keeps my mind off of stress and pressure and things going on in my life. But I mean, yeah, if you feel like you're struggling with mental health, I mean, I believe it's best to talk to somebody, you know, a friend, get, you know, therapy or whatever, and you don't hold it in. I think it's best to you let people know and you can get help and get better.
Yeah, that's good advice. And it's okay. It's okay to feel okay for sure. My last question for you to kind of bring it on a lighter note. What song from any genre, and of course PG-13 rated right now, would you say is the definitive Kyle Larson theme song that reflects you as a person and as a race car driver?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I'd have to listen to a handful of songs and I could think of something, but I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Well, I guess you could surprise us with Bristol if they're still doing those driver intro customized themes that they typically have done in the past.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, Kyle, thanks so much for taking some time from your busy schedule. I know you've got a lot going on, but I really appreciate it, man, and hope to see you at Charlotte next month when I cover the Roval race weekend, and best of luck in these several next races.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
See ya.
See ya.